Call this meeting to order. Let's do a roll call, please.
Mr. Schmidt?
Here.
Mr. Nina?
Here.
Mr. Shepard?
Here.
Vice Chair Evans?
Present.
Chair Weber?
Present. Please get up for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we adjourn to the closed session, I'm inviting public comments. Who would like to speak at this point?
There's going to be two more lawsuits for you guys. One's going to be a federal case, and the other one's going to be Superior Court. It's taken me longer than usual, otherwise I would have had to serve today. I'm sorry I have to do this, but you folks, no matter what, want to continue to fight with the public over transparency issues. And now Mr. Rademacher decided he wanted to call the police on me because I wanted to look at those public documents, which the public owns, by the way. But he said, oh no, I'm not allowed to do that. Those public documents should be somewhere out here or in that other room. There's nothing to hide here. This continuance of not being allowed to look at public documents is beyond rational reasoning. It's not even logical. And it's hurting the harbor. Other than that, that's all I have to say. I'm just really sick and tired of the stupid shit that's going on here.
Sorry, I'm sorry I came in late.
Is it public comment? Is there
Public
someone
comment.
coming?
Did you have a public comment, sir?
Yeah, I'd like to
Okay.
speak about the poison that we're putting into our rivers. And I've just got a few little
Okay.
comments. Probably take me 5 minutes. Is that all right?
I'm 3 minutes, but I'm giving you some leeway because it's on our agenda later on.
Okay. All right. So I've got a couple of things. I came from Ridgecrest, California, about 7 years ago. And in Ridgecrest, we have a problem with poisons in the water. And so what they did in the 40s is they took all of the engineers and scientists on base, and they determined a safe amount of arsenic in the water. And so that was adopted. And so what they did about it was once a year they checked the water, found out what the level of arsenic was, and said, hey, you're all okay. Around 1990 something, they discovered that the arsenic level was unsafe for drinking water. So the action they took was raising the allowable amount. So it took until about 2005 for them to raise the price of water to put in a filtration plant for the city to filter the arsenic back to the safe level, which raised everybody's water prices. When I came from there, my water bill was about $600 to $800 a month. I don't want us to go there. So a couple of the comments that I have is Snake River. The Snake River, they allowed them to put the poisons on all the farmlands around the river, which of course drained into the river. And I have fished on that river for over 50 years. I'm 77 years old now. What's happened is the fish died. Same thing is happening to Smith River. The fish did not come back. And the places that we fished, you can't even get to with the boat because of all the poison in there. They put out a public announcement not to eat the fish that you catch in the river, which seems pretty senseless. We've had the same thing over the years with mercury in tuna, not to eat the tuna because it's not safe. But we happen to be a fishing town. I don't want the Smith River They have that same problem. The poison that they're using currently is banned in 23 countries. My understanding is it's also banned in California. But we've issued a waiver to allow them to use that poison. The detected amount of poison, again, from my understanding, so I don't have total facts here, is all the way down in and out the river that they can detect poison. There is a thing that I went through in the water board that the state has done, which is before you guys today. Okay. And I fully support stopping that permit.
All right. Thank you very much.
My name was Ray Walt, by the way.
Ray. Thank you very much. Ray. Any comment? Anybody else? Any other public comment that's not on the agenda?
If you stay until we open, they'll actually talk about my letter that I'm proposing for a solution. It's a good letter with solutions that, but I don't want to talk about that right now because it's general public comment.
Yes.
I've been reaching out to try to find out about local sources and come to find out that this is Alicia Williams, sorry. Christian Alexander, they used Alexander Farms does a lot of composting because they have regenerative practices. They used to take the fish waste here. And that actually reduces your bill for them to take it and have it taken to the dumps. I'm not sure which one they take it to. But if you guys get back into doing that with Alexander, that'll reduce the bill. And then it'll also help with them generating a more richer compost. So it's good for both. But if you guys have a lot of fish waste, I was looking into you can do industrial fish emulsion. They have industrial machinery for that process. And you can also create, if you don't want to do emulsion, you can do fish meal. And you can also do bones and shells. And those are things that are byproducts that instead of going to waste, you could make a little bit of money or someone else could make some money that could do development here that the community at large, because we are an ag community, they could use that for their soil building. So I just wanted to put that out there. So I do have some resources on that I looked into, but it's got to get on the agenda in order to have a meaningful discussion about it. So I want to ask that get put on the agenda for a later date. And aquaculture. Me and Rick were briefly talking about some of the aquaculture, and I talked to Mike before about that. I think that needs to get put on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
No.
Seeing none, hearing none. At this point, we adjourn to closed session. We have three items in this closed session. A, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, initiation of litigation pursuant to paragraph 4, subdivision D of section 54956.9, one potential case. B, conference with real property negotiators, Government Code Selection 54956.8, Property Address 750, U.S. Highway 101, Crescent City Harbor, California, 95531. District Negotiators, Mike Rademacher, CEO Harbor Master, Ryan Plotz, General Counsel, Mike Barr, Financial Consultant, Sandy Moreno, Financial Consultant. Negotiating Parties, Daniel Dayan, Shawnee McGraw, and Scott Lawhon. On the negotiation price and payment terms. C, conference with real property negotiators, Government Code Section 54956.8, Property Address 159 Starfish Way, Crescent City, California, 95531. District Negotiators, Mike Rademacher, CEO Harbor Master, Ryan Plotz, General Counsel, Mike Farr, Financial Consultant, Sandy Moreno, Financial Consultant, Negotiating Parties, Daniel Dan, Sean McGraw, and Scott Lauren. Under negotiation, price and payment terms. Thank you very much. At this point, we have a closed session. All right. We have a resume open session and report from closed session. For point A, there were two commissioners that recused themselves from the meeting. On point B and C, we don't have anything to report. As far as the special session continues, I have decided to pull number 3 and number 6. And we are going to continue with number 4 Consider proposed letter from constituent Alicia Williams regarding pesticide impacts on salmonids and lily pulp cultivation practices. Revise and approve letter if deemed appropriate.
Do you have copies of this letter? If anybody wants to copy of the letter, I don't know if you grabbed it. So hopefully you guys had time to read this letter because I know you have a lot of materials to read. But I did a lot of research over the past year once I was aware of the situation, and I'm on the technical advisory group with the actual regional board staff and a bunch of other constituents. So the reason that I put this together is because this lily bulb order is like the last of all the different crops in California that's had to do a WDR permit. So the best management practices that the Water Board currently has is mainly for drought areas and not areas that have the rainfall that we have in our unique ecology. So I studied and researched and spoke with a lot of experts. And so on page 2, you'll see that these solutions here, these are ones that have actual studies that show that they would be effective in our climate to reduce the discharge in the water. So that way the Easter Lily growers can actually be successful in reducing exceedances that they need to do in line with the Water Quality Control Board permit. So this is to make sure that they're successful, and it's to help the fish populations recover. It's not just the salmon, but salmon is mentioned in here because it was such an abundant fishery, and it's been such an impact to our economy. But that's basically the reason for the letters, for the harbor to actually support these measures so that we can be successful in our community. And if you have any questions, I do have a huge stack of the reference material here. So in case somebody needs copies of anything in particular, I do have that one.
So that's for your comment. Okay, are we on comment? Okay, so we just received a letter that's been given to the board, so we're going to make this also available to the public at the same time. So I'm going to copy this.
A letter for what?
This is the lethal issues letter. Hold on. I know, this is from the table. It's just over here. What's it? We all got it. Yeah, but we need to get to the public.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is it for?
Lily bulb.
Lily bulb growth and pesticide and copper and Anne's got one. I said it.
That's a public comment, right?
In reviewing the letter, I spoke with Alicia Williams regarding this matter. I believe that more harbor-specific language should be added, as well as deleting the language discussing how to conduct agricultural practices. I've made a couple edits on Ms. Williams' letter to try to achieve that. Alternatively, I have also redrafted the letter for clarity to retain on Ms. Williams' original research and citations, remove language about agriculture practices, and include a statement clarifying the Crescent City Harbor District standing as a public agency representing fisheries and working waterfront interests.
The lily bulb order is about the ag practices, so you can't omit that. That's the entire point. So again, like what I just said in the opening statement, these ag practices are going to be beneficial for our climate. And these particular, if you look on page 2 where it's listed 1 through 5, these ones are the ones that have been studied and they've been highly researched to be effective for the specific root nematodes that they have a problem with in the Easter Lily crop, the root lesion, root knot nematodes. Mm-hmm. And then they've also have these amendments that are proven to build the soil and reduce the pests, you know, like biochar. And there's also that method for creating a space for the water to run off to, that if they use the two-tier ditch method along with these toxic filtering plants, which I listed here, the water hyacinth, bell gable, and golden eyegrass, those are actually natives, because you don't want to just put anything, because you don't want invasives to have to be put in. So this is a highly researched solution. It's specifically
or the lily bulb order, which has to do with the way that they're doing their crop. So it can't be omitting that because that's the entire point. We're trying to give them the best solutions so that we can actually help the ecology recover, so for our fish can recover, and so the Easter lily cultivators can be successful.
I don't think it's the position, or it should be the position of the board, to make a stance on something that is primarily an agricultural issue in Del Norte County. I think that's best suited for the Board of Supervisors. And I would recommend at this time that the board take no position.
It's actually about water quality.
And I was gonna speak on that, because in my thing that is being passed out, that I've spent a week reviewing all this with the PCFFA, George Bradshaw. They haven't been involved since 1987. But the main topics that I have is that they've been, the lily bulb farmers have gone through a lot in the last 10 years, and the restriction of the amount of copper and chemicals is being reduced as we speak on a year-to-year basis. The Smith River has shown a rebound in the last 3 years of increased runs, and this year's just no exception. There's a big run. I talked to sport fishermen. They've been really happy with the sport fishing the last couple of years in the river. But the main thing that I stated in here is that our ocean fisheries for sport and commercial are determined by Klamath 3-year-old fish, and the Smith River, Eel River, Matol, all those rivers go into an ESA. And that plays very little into them regulating our ocean fisheries. So if the Smith River was directly involved with ocean sport and commercial regulation, I would say that we, as the board, should make a stand on it. But really, it isn't. And it is more of a local thing with the supervisors, the county, and stuff like that, that should be involved in this and not the harbor, because we have a lot of things going on.
Well, this is the water control board permit. This is about water quality, and the water quality with the estuary, that's the nursery for a lot of fish species. It does impact our fishery and the economy. If you look at the data that I provided on the petition to the State Water Resources Control Board, they were petitioned in 2018 in order to force the regional water board to conduct the current WDR permit process, because they were not doing it adequately for about 20 years. So this is something that impacts the fish tremendously. That loss, well, it was a petition, but it was by the Environmental Law Foundation on behalf of the Fisheries Institute and Save California Salmon and another fishery group that I can't think of, but it's in the petition in 2018. The fishery group, they are the ones who put that forward because it impacted the economy. It still impacts the economy. Now, as far as what you're saying about recovering Chinook population, they've closed the fishery on the ocean now for three seasons. And Jesse Nolan, he's the one who does the sonar counts, that is the one who's monitoring the return of the Chinook. That's because the closure has helped them rebound.
That's really very debatable.
We were supposed to talk about this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And discussing it. This is not a back and forth.
I just wanted to clarify about the toxins. Really,
exactly. Big. However, at some point, we need to be able to talk. And right now, it's being occupied. You've given your presentation. I've given you plenty of lead.
I thought this was for us to talk so that I could make sure you guys understood what the ways
in. Big questions from commissioners, if they are there, and we'll give another chance of responding once we are done to it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Schmidt, I usually go back to the entertainment. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Alicia's draft letter, I have not read. Ms. Westbrook's apparently a response to it. I've not read. So there was some multi-page document that accompanied Alicia's letter. But I think this issue is too important to take action that we fully informed, and until I've had a chance to process both letters, I don't feel fully informed.
And Commissioner Neumann?
Yes, Commissioner Neumann.
All right, I have my say as well on that, and I want you to know that we have basically no authority over this particular area. We are not in charge. The harbor is what we're in charge of. This is what we need to concentrate ourselves. Now, the ones who really have authority over the water quality is exactly what Alicia Williams is addressing, the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Those are the people who are in charge of making sure that the water is consumable and it doesn't produce a threat for the people. And I've read the report. I've read about the elevated levels of copper. I've heard that they have given themselves another 6 months in responding to it and coming up with another solution. That is their job to make sure that the water is clean. And so if we are writing them a letter, it's basically saying to those people, we recognize the situation and we want you to do a good job. And I don't think it's necessary. I want you to know that I have talked to some supervisors, and they have not taken a stand on it, even though it's within their county area. City, of course, hasn't so far not said anything about it. So if we are making a stand on water quality, we should make a stand on air pollution, on our woods being not maintained and having fires going on, because we're all breathing here, right? It affects us too. Everything affects us. We're all connected. And in this particular case, well, the letter is pretty benign. It's not offensive in any way. It points out what needs to be changed. Needs to be some changes done. But it's their job. And I'm not about to tell them to do a better job than they already do.
And they're real satisfied with the progress they've made with the lily bulb farmers over the last 10 years, because it was, you know, their usage of this, of the chemicals and copper they're using, that were real severe years ago. And they're working with the farmers to lower those numbers at a rate that the farmers can still stay in business. And I think, you know, that's a really important thing. All this is very important, but the bottom line is that it doesn't really affect this harbor as much as you think it does. I mean, I'm more for fish than anybody. I've been an advocate from every river in this state, but the Smith River does not really have a lot to do with the commercial or sport fishing in the ocean, and that's what the harbor is involved in, is the commercial and sport fishing in the ocean. And that's why I don't think it's something that this board needs to take up.
Okay. Any other commissioner before I give Ms. Williams a chance to? Okay.
So basically, it's not to tell the water board, like, hey, we know better than you or anything. It's basically a support letter like all these other agencies that gave. They've given recommendations based on their expertise. You guys don't have the expertise because you haven't researched it. I've been researching it for a year and I've been working with them. So I found the answers to what's feasible in our area, because we have access to amendments here that isn't too much of a burden for them. They don't have to pay a bunch of money to truck it in from far distances, for instance, and which native biofilter plants would be the better choices, that kind of thing. So it's very customized for our locale. I'm asking the harbor to support those suggestions to the Water Board Authority. That's it. It's not like you guys are doing something that's out of bounds. Now, the other agency letters that I have here that have been presented to the Water Board throughout this process, these are all the entities that are supposed to be in charge of like our habitat, like the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and NOAA Fisheries. And then there's a bunch of individual letters here that people have been personally affected in a number of different ways. So they've gotten feedback from all kinds of entities and people. So that's all this is just a letter of you know, support for the lilies to growers to be successful in the permit. Once they put that permit in place, what happens is if their exceedances keep happening, they will have risk of monetary damages, you know, fines and stuff like that. And then it might be to where it costs them too much to rectify the exceedances because they went with practices that aren't effective in our area. So I'm trying to avoid that. And so that's what that letter is lining out. And on page 2, it gives you a summary of the 5 yeah. main ones. That's all it is. So it's not controversial. It's actually to support the area and to support both ag and fisheries. And of course, the water quality, which affects everybody.
And we also have to look at the Lilleville farmers. Yeah. And they have a rebuttal in your letter also that says that a lot of your data is not supported by science.
I have all the science.
I'm sure you do, but I'm just saying it's very controversial.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, it is because it includes the livelihood of a major entity in our.
Well, that's exactly why I'm trying to help, because if they do.
Well, they don't think you're trying to help.
I know
that. My problem with it, you've been telling me that for weeks. You're trying to help them.
They don't talk to
you. They don't believe you're trying to help them at all.
They don't talk
to you. They really believe you're trying to run them out of business.
No.
Well, I'm not trying to. That's what their side is. So here we are. We're a harbor board. We have to look at it as the fact that it's not affecting the fishermen of this harbor, and it's not affecting the harbor itself. This is a topic for the county, for the supervisors. And it's not really a topic for the harbor.
Well, then I guess
that's my conclusion of this whole thing of weeks of looking into it. And I don't want to make a stand on it, not knowing exactly what the science is. And the water board is very happy with the progress that's being made with the farmers and the fish.
Well, I'm with the technical advisory group, and I was at the presentation on October 8th, which is on video. You can look at it. They have exceedances in the same locales, which is Tillis Slough, Delilah Creek.
And I guess they're in the process of cleaning those up. And that's the ongoing process I'm talking about as far as continuing this work for the next several years.
Well, the problem is
transitioning into what you want to do.
Well, the thing is, the timeline is very desperate because this has been going on for so long. The exceedances, there's documentation from 1984 of it being in our paper about fish being affected, and then also the human health harm. So I'm just saying,
fish are being affected by a lot of things.
I'm talking about specifically from the pesticides that say on the label that they're very highly toxic to fish. That's what this is about, the actual pesticides that are toxic to fish, not about all the other stuff. This is very specific that it's about that. So, and there's a synergistic effect that happens, and they have multiple, and it's listed in the letter and the supporting sources, all of the documentation on what specifically they're applying and which ones are the ones that say on the label that they're toxic to aquatics and fish.
Mr. Chairman, at this time, could I propose, if there's no motion to support this, then public comment?
Yeah, I guess we'll have some public comment because it's a public interest. Yes, please.
Okay, so y'all know what crossbow is. And it's illegal in California, right? So what you don't know, and I do know, is that restricted crossbow is used on the lily farms. So that's why the concern, you've got tributaries that run into rivers and the rivers run into the ocean and then the salmon go into the ocean, right? So that's all I want to say is that, goodness, is to be aware of those kind of things.
Somebody else would like to make a comment.
I'll make it just a little bit shorter this time. But I absolutely support that this commission has to take a stand on this. We are putting poisonous fish and so on into the ocean, which is your charge. And it needs to take a stand. Not that you are doing something, but you are agreeing with the citizens here in Crescent City that something needs to be done about this. Alicia has come up with quite a document and quite a bit of scientific, which I listened to at the water board. We're not asking you to come up with a fix. We're asking you to support the fix that's in front of you. And that's all our podcast saying.
Thank you. Appreciate the comment. Is there anybody else? Yes.
You spent as much as 7 hours in Harbor Board meetings. You just now have spent, what, 10, 12 minutes on an item that I'm not sure what it's doing in front of the Harbor Commission. I have no clue. I've been in other meetings throughout the county where this same type of effort has been attempted. The Board of Supervisors has generally dismissed it as not being something that they should be concerned about, primarily because they test the water in the Smith River and they found it didn't drinkable. And I do know from experience that the Environmental Protection Agency, when they put limits on various chemicals and various things that we either breathe or drink in our water, the primary goal for that particular agency is to make sure, by making the limits so low, that there's no possible safety issue with them. So I don't know what you're doing here, what it has to do with the harbor. If there is some concern about the salmon, perhaps you would be more productive looking out into the Pacific Ocean for some solutions out there, because that by far is a greater concern for me than the current efforts in various rivers along the West Coast. And I do not believe it's anything that the harbor should be concerned about.
That's where I'm going with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Somebody else would like to participate. All right, seeing none, hearing none, I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we do not support the letter by Alicia Williams, and we stand neutral. And you know, it's not something that this harbor needs to participate in.
I think by inaction. And
I support her endeavor, but this harbor does not have the, it's not something that is not affecting this harbor.
I don't think we need a motion for that. I think by inaction.
Yeah. Do not support it. Yeah.
Is there a second?
I think.
Yes? No? Do we have a second on it?
He said
no. All right. This means there is no motion to accept the letter to be sent, be supported by us. There is no second on rejecting the letter. So there is no action. So we're moving on to the next point. The next point that we still have to do is number five, consider usage of the North Fish Cleaning Station and provide directions to staff. Who is presenting that?
I think Commissioner Newman.
Okay. Somebody else gonna help her out to read this?
I discussed this in the last meetings. It's allowed.
You want the yellow written?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, yes.
Being that, good afternoon, everyone. Being that there is no station or a commercial boat to clean fish at this time, I would hope that the harbor would, I understand that cleaning station isn't certified for commercial use. I get that. My son was cleaning fish air a month ago or something, and the maintenance people came in on him pretty hard. We're not looking to even really bring that up because we just want to get along with everybody here. But I would hope that until we do get a commercial cleaning fish station in place, that they would be somewhat easy on people. My son was cleaning fish for personal use that day, and They read in the Riot Act pretty quick on it. I understand this port's working on ordinances at this time to change that, putting a fish cleaning station in. But until that's in place, I think there should be some allowances made. And in the future, I'd like to see, there's been a problem with harbor maintenance being a little bit too aggressive to the tenants here. And to avoid further conflict, or somebody getting hurt, somebody just losing their shit one day and popping somebody in the chops, I would hope that you guys would talk to your maintenance workers and tell them, hey, look, bring it to us. We can handle this diplomatically instead of coming over on your own time and picking a fight with one of these guys, because all the wrong people to pick a fight with. We're commercial fishermen. We're not scared of much. That's what we want to do, what we do for a living. So and that being said, we wish you guys the best. We know that you guys have a lot of issues that you're working on. Things are in the works. We get that. Not looking for any problem with anyone. And I hope that something can be done temporarily until we can get a commercial station in. So, later on, will I get a chance to speak on a different issue?
During the public session, when it comes up.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I talked to Andy, and I felt bad about that situation because of the fact they were flanned for their personal use, and that's what that flank station is for. And so that escalation was not necessary. I talked to Billy, and Billy talked to the individual that confronted him, and I hope the situation is cleared up. But like I said, we can't have contracted labor, and you can't, and that's not anything to do with the harbor. That's with Department of Fish and Game and the health department. They dictate that. And so it's for personal use, cleaning only, and they were using it in the proper way, and that should have never happened. But that being said, you know, we're working hard. There's coming up in the regular meeting an update on the cleaning station for the commercial fishermen, and I'm almost positive by next spring we'll have it in position to where this whole problem will be cleared up.
Okay.
So, inquire.
Yes. Go ahead.
What would the cost of take to get this cleaning station certified for commercial purpose?
It can't be.
It can't be.
We've got one in place, at least that it's taken just too long to do. We should have had it a year ago, but all the setbacks with the water board and the different permitting processes, but we're really, really close. There's a Mike Barth giving an update today on it, and we're very close to getting it going. They just kept throwing a lot of curves at us. We had ADH bathrooms, even though there was 150 yards away. It's just California, and getting it done is just very difficult. But we've hurdled all the obstacles, and I believe that by next spring we will have a commercial cleaning station where fishermen can sell their fish inside of an area that's all going to be certified through the health department, and we'll be able to take care of everybody.
And in the meantime,
I told him, that's over now. The tuna's over. The winter's coming on. And it'll be fine. We need to get this project done. The commercial cleaning station for our commercial fishermen. Mike and I talked about this. Some really great ideas as far as advertising to the public when they're going to be there. And I think it's going to open up a wonderful thing for the public in our town to be able to actually come and get some fish right off the boats, and I'm really looking forward to it happening. I wish it was already there. It should have been already there, but just like everything else, it takes a year or two longer to do it.
Is there a level of use that separates personal use from commercial use? Is there something that makes that distinction?
Ultimate consumer.
Yeah.
You cannot play a fish in there for the ultimate consumer. You can only fillet it for yourself, for your own personal use. That's the only fish that can be filleted in those fillet houses. It was built that way. That's the way it is. You can't contract people to fillet in there. You've got to It's for personal use only. And they were using it for personal use, and that was the problem with the escalation. It should have never done that. When they said, I'm playing fish for my own, I fight fish in there all the time for myself. So it's nothing wrong with what Andy did. It was just the context they took it in, and it should have never escalated to where it did. I talked to him about it, and I don't believe it'll happen again. Been cured.
All right.
Well, good.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I don't think that this isn't the first time this has happened, so I would like it that staff know not to address people cleaning fish in the fish cleaning station. Commercial fishermen know the regulations, so staff shouldn't need to regulate who's cleaning fish.
I agree.
I guess ultimately the question is whether or not our security patrol is responsible for enforcing the USDA and the fish and game regulations within the harbor.
Yeah, so the answer is no. And as far as, I think this incident would involve maintenance staff, right? So
yeah.
I'll definitely give some clear direction, but not to police the fifth fleet station.
All right.
Great.
Thank
you. Okay. So there's no action to be taken. So at this point, special meeting is adjourned.